So it turns out AI might finally solve the problem that's plagued education for centuries. Teachers can't clone themselves. And Khan Academy's betting you'll pay the price of a coffee for an AI tutor that never gets tired, never judges your stupid questions, and never has to cancel because its own kid got sick. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Khan Academy just dropped something that might actually deliver on the whole personalized education for everyone promise we've been hearing about since the 90s. It's called Khanmigo, yes, that name is exactly what you think it is. An AI tutor that costs $4 a month. $4. For context, private tutoring typically runs parents anywhere from $40 to $100 per hour, making this about, let me do the quick math here, 1% of the cost if your kid used it for just an hour. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just another chatbot slapped with an education label. Khanmigo is specifically designed to guide learners across different subjects, available 24/7, and apparently trained to avoid just giving away answers. Instead, it asks guiding questions, provides hints, and walks students through problems, you know, like an actual good tutor would. And honestly, I think this could be genuinely transformative, especially for kids in school districts that are underfunded or understaffed. The digital divide is real, but $4 a month puts this in reach for a lot more families than traditional tutoring ever was. The question is whether it works as advertised and whether schools will embrace it or see it as a threat. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching these consumer-facing AI tutors emerge, something more fundamental has been happening quietly in how we think about education itself. Micro schools like Alpha School have been completely redesigning the learning environment around AI tutors for K-12 students. These aren't just traditional schools adding a tech layer, they're building the entire educational experience around personalized AI learning paths. Think about it. In a traditional classroom, you have 30 kids moving at the same pace through the same material, regardless of whether they're bored out of their minds or completely lost. These AI-integrated schools are flipping that model. Every student moves at their own pace, with the AI handling the basic instruction and feedback, while human teachers focus on mentorship, social-emotional learning, and the stuff machines still can't do well. The results, at least according to early reports, are promising. Students who struggled in traditional environments are suddenly engaged. Kids who were bored are accelerating. But, and this is a big but, we're still missing solid data on long-term outcomes. Will these students do better in college, in life, in their careers? We just don't know yet. There's also a fascinating tension here between technologists who see AI as potentially replacing teachers and educators who see it as augmenting them. The Brookings Institution published research suggesting the sweet spot is pairing AI with human teachers, not replacing them. A UK study found that AI tutors are actually pretty reliable for math instruction, but still benefit from human oversight to catch those weird AI hallucinations we all know and love. Quick hits before we go. The venture capital world seems surprisingly quiet on education AI startups, with no clear leaders emerging from traditional powerhouse investors like Andreessen Horowitz or Sequoia based on our data. Google and Microsoft haven't made major public moves in the education AI space yet, which feels like a missed opportunity, and teachers' unions are notably absent from the conversation, which makes me wonder if there's a brewing conflict we're not seeing publicly yet. That's your blend for today. When you think about it, the real promise of AI in education isn't just efficiency, it's equity. For centuries, personalized education was a luxury good. The children of the wealthy got tutors, everyone else got standardized classes. Maybe, just maybe, technology is finally ready to change that equation. Or maybe we're just seeing the next wave of techno-optimism before reality sets in. Either way, the classroom of 2030 is going to look very different than the one most of us grew up in. I'll see you tomorrow.